All right, so let's pick up the Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Tam holds Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Right? Rabbeinu Tam holds Chaticha Nasas Nevela, provided that the Chaticha gets the Tam of the Nevela. Yeah. Because the Chaticha Nasas Nevela is not just from the shame Isser Nevela, but it actually has to have the shame Nevela Atzma, a certain quality of the Nevela, as an Ochel. And there's Mamish and Tam, so it has to have the Tam of the Nevela. Now, Rabbeinu Ephraim, if you're ever going to learn your day, this is Rabbeinu Ephraim's famous, this is his claim to fame over here. Rabbeinu Ephraim is the one who holds that what? That there's no Chaticha Nasas Nevela B'Sha'aris Urim. Okay? And this is a big machlokus in the Ashkenazim and the Ashkenazim Svarim. Most Rishonim agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. Go ahead. So what does Rabbeinu Ephraim say? Okay, so Rabbeinu Ephraim said, Mitoch Kach. Mitoch Kach is what? From the problem, right? From the problem. So the problem is so severe that if... It's similar to the form of argument like Abaye himself, right? That if it really is such a thing as Chaticha Nasas Nevela, it should happen by just being Usher. But if it really happened just by being Usher, it should even be by a Kol Shehu. But since the Gemara says you need Nesinas Tam, it shows you the whole thing is not possible. The whole thing can't be. Right? Right? So then what is it? So therefore, practically speaking, you never need to be Mevatel any more than the Isser itself. Okay? So for instance, even if the Isser and the Heter stayed in the same pot together, let's say the Isser cooked with the Heter, like Rashi's case. You cooked the Isser separately with the Heter, right? And then you added more pieces. This is going to be a little bit of a problem from shot-wise. And then you added more pieces, right? So then what? Well, no, not in this case, because it's a mimino. Let's say it's a mimbishen amino case. Let's say it's a mimbishen amino case, right? The machlokas is going to be, we don't hold mimbishen low bottle. So let's just take a mimbishen amino case, to be simple. So what's the machlokas? Lemaisa, what's going to be? According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you cooked Isser and Heter, right, and it was no same time, but it's a mimbishen amino, so it definitely has to be a no same time, no question about that. So then what? So the second P, the Heter becomes like Isser Atzmo, and now you're going to need Shishim against both of them, right? But according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you never need more than Shishim against just the original Isser that is there. You could know how much the original Isser was when it fell in. You would never need more Heter than 60 times the original Isser. You don't say that the first piece of meat becomes Isser Atzma too, and then requiring a bittel against that Chaticha itself. You always look at the Chaticha's Heter simply like it has Balua in it, like it absorbed Isser, but it never becomes Isser Atzma, right? You always view it like Isser and Heter Mu'uravin. So the Heter can always join with more Heter, right? Okay, good. That's what he means, that what? That you never need Shishim against the whole Chaticha. You just need Kineged HaIsser HaBalua. He always looks at it like an Isser Balua, an absorbed Isser. Go ahead. So what is the halacha over here? So what is Rav's Chiddush? Right? What is Rav's Chiddush if it's not Chaticha Nasas Nevela? Right? What's Rav's Chiddush if it's not Chaticha Nasas Nevela? The Chiddush is what? Right. The Chiddush is that the Tam of the Isser can be Be'en. The Tam of the Isser is considered Be'en. And she's agreeing with the whole assumption that you need Isser in the Tarovas, which has to do with the second question of the Ram. But you're agreeing with that whole assumption. You need Isser in the Tarovas. So where is your Isser? Where is your Isser? So according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Chiddush is that if there's a presence of, if one chaticha has the tam of the iser, right, if one chaticha has tam of iser, then in terms of min b'mino, in terms of min b'mino lo bottle, you'll say that it's considered like there's a be'en of iser in the tarovis. That's an assumption that you need the be'en of the iser to have a min b'mino, right? That's the problem in the second question, Ron, that we haven't dealt with. But that's the assumption. You need a be'en of iser. It's not enough to have a mashu of the iser. You need like a mashu is considered like a derivative of the iser, right? You need iser atzma. You need to be able to say there is iser atzma in the tarovis. So Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying that's what Ravis is teaching you, that if you have an entity of tam, then it's considered like what? Like there's a be'en in the tarovis. And then they say that what? But if you don't have an asinus tam in the original chaticha, so then what? So then al kilo nos not available tam bo. You wouldn't say nay of a problem in the mino. Why? You only need to be mevatel what? The iser itself. Huh? But the problem is, he's still worried about the problem. He's trying to explain the problem of you. What about the mashios? Right? Because he's really working on that problem more than Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying, okay, so let's say you don't have iser ben. So what? But you still have to be. What about being mevatel the iser from the original novella? You still have tam from the original. You still have something from the original novella in this chaticha. It's true you don't have a be'en, but you have something here, right? So why is it mutter if it's min b'mino lo bottle, right? So he's saying that what? He's saying that what? Huh? He's saying you only need to be mevato what? The iser itself. Which is the mashahu? No, which is the actual chaticha, which is the actual iser ben.
But there's no iser
ben
because
it
doesn't
give tam. That's the answer. Yeah. V'lo havi kilu ben. V'lo osur ela chaticha rishona. Sheina heter nasa iser. V'lo osur shar chatichos. Why is he saying the first one remains osur? Why is he saying the first one remains osur? Still is iser in it. Aye, but when it's in the next part, he says it's command delay. Right? Things are getting a little confusing here. Now he says, let's just finish up his point. He says, "V'lo osur shar chatichos." Right? V'dafko gabi tipas chol of arminan will come per kol abosur. D'chaticha atzma nasas nevel v'sarach shishim kenege kol achaticha v'lo sagi v'bitol tipal l'chud. Mishim d'kol chad v'chad v'apei nafshei shari. So he says the only time you have real chaticha nasas nevela is when you have basar b'cholov, right? Is when you have basar b'cholov. Why? Because each one is really heter by itself. V'chi isnu b'hadei adodi osur, and when they're together, they each become osur themselves. They each become osur, right? Hilkach basar atzmo nasa iser. V'lo ka'al imochal chatzi zayis mibasur v'chatzi zayis micholot. Lekach tzoch berotiv shishim levatol kol achaticha shenafla le'atikas cholot. That's why you need 60 times the whole chaticha. Why? Because when the drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, so now the meat becomes iser. That's the shen. There's a shen in the meat of above basar v'cholot. Even if you just ate half a gezayis of meat and half a gezayis of milk, you get malchus because each one becomes iser atzma. That's the real chaticha nasalera. But what? Of al chatichas heter shebolatam nevela v'neesra v'chazra v'noslatam berotev ein tzarech el shishim levatel iser shenivla b'chaticha. You never view the original chaticha like it became iser atzma. Right? The original chatichas never became iser atzma. You only need shishim against the original tam. Ve'en tzarech shir shishim shel osa chaticha. That's his whole theory. Right? The only time you say, he doesn't hold from the idea that the substance of heter can become the mokom of a quality of iser and then become like an iser atzma. Right? It has to actually be iser. He doesn't hold from that idea that you can say, because a heter has a certain quality, now we treat the whole heftzah like it's iser atzma. Right? He says it has to be Medina, it has to be that it actually is Ne'asar. The combination itself has to turn the Chaticha into Isser. You don't say, well, since the Chaticha got a Tam, now we're going to treat it. It has to be known that it actually, the combination itself affected a new shame Isser in each in the Basar itself. So that's only by Basar B'Cholot. That's only by Basar B'Cholot, because that is the definition. It's Basar, that's Mu'ur B'Cholot. That is the Isser. Right? That is the Isser itself. But in any other Isser, the Isser is defined on its own terms, and it just happens to be a situation where you have Isser present in Heter. It doesn't hold that it's going to call that it could be turned into a new Cheftz of Isser itself. That's the big machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Yeah. In other words, his definition basically is saying that the meat, that the chatichas heter, is always functioning simply as a vehicle of the original iser, bringing the original iser into the pot. Right? Bringing the original iser into the pot. That's the only question. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a question of, is there a new iser in the pot? Right? Is there a new primary cheftza of iser? Well, according to Ephraim, the whole question over here is, did I transfer the original Isser to the pot or not? So he's saying, if there's a tam of the original Isser, then it's considered like there's a be'en of the Isser within the Chaticha. And now I have Isser Atzma, the original Isser Atzma, in the Tarovis with the new Chatichos. And if not, then I don't have, with the new Chatichos, an entity of Isser itself. Right? But they're both agreeing you need what? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Min B'Mino is not Batal, it's only going to be if there's actually considered to be a Chefza of Isser, an entity of Isser in the new Tarovas. Now, as according to Rabbi Ephraim, the first piece is always going to be Usser. Because it does have Isser Atzma in it. Well, let's put it this way. It has a plata from Isser Atzma. It has a piece, it has a discharge of Isser Atzma. Right?
But that isn't Tom.
No, because Mimbamino doesn't need to be. It doesn't matter. It's not relevant.
Meaning it's still there. It's the actual, like, I mean, you said discharge, meaning isn't the actual mamish still there?
No, there's there's mashahus from the original Isser in the original Nevela, whatever the original Nevela was cooked with, right? That always remains Isser. Right? because it has at least the mashu of the Isser Atzma.
And, right? And the other chatikos that are being referred to is going to be these were put into the pot after.
Later, correct.
And it's not like they were cooked in.
No.
Right?
They were cooked in, and then right.
Then why can't those pieces then transfer to the third pieces?
That's a good question. So then, why can't those pieces transfer, right? So Meir's right, but it is still a little seems a little bit like a little sleight of hand, right?
Wait, so he also holds the mushroom from the veil makes the meat usher?
Yeah, I mean that's not his argument. That's Rabbi Yehuda Chacham. His theory has to work out according to everybody. But it's sort of begging the question. We're begging the question, as they say. What's the difference if you hold min b'mino, it's not batal, what's the difference if I'm bringing in the nevela b'en by the chaticha, or mashus of the nevela by the chaticha? What's the problem? Right? The Rebbeinu Ephraim is learning it differently. He's saying the question over here is, when can I say that there's a qualitative entity? When can I say that the original nevela, the shame of the original nevela, is retained into the next pot? So if there's a qualitative entity of it, still existent, I can consider that a ban. I can consider that it's like the nevela itself is retained. Okay, but all of this is, like I said, is dancing around the major question of, if you hold Mimbamino is not batal, what's the difference if there's a ban carried over to the next pot, or a mashu carried over to the next pot? I mean, that's still the problem, right? Right, it's interesting. See, this is the Ron's second question. So he says, "V'nidchaku b'pira kushios halalo." He considered the answers forced. The other answers forced. So he gives a simple answer. He says, "V'li nira." To me, it seems like this: the kosh lo nason tam b'chaticha. Right, avagav the mitzvah lo choshev isura lemeimer b'chaticha atzmanasas nevela. So that sounds like Rebbeinu Tam, right? V'kol shein anasas nevela. Now he's going into the second question. Why, if it's not nevela, won't it asher everything else? Right? How come, if it's not nevela, it won't asher everything else? Correct? The afal gav, the amar Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino lo botio, even though Rabbi Yehuda said that, lo shma inon le yachi, kol shetam acher shel hetem uravo. We never heard anything about this when there's another Tam Heter in it. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? So even though Rabbi Yehuda says Min Bevino is not Batal, but we never heard him say that in a case where another Tam of Heter is Mu'urav Bo. So just factually, what's he saying? He's saying that unless the Chaticha is Nasis Nevela, right, then all you're going to be able to say is that what is going into the other taroves, what is going into the other chatichos, a combination of Isser and Heter. Let's just clarify what he's saying. Let's just put it into categorical terms here. He's saying that what? That when does Rabbi Yehuda hold Min B'mino is not batal, it's what? It's only, maybe it's just descriptive terms, it's only when you can say that Isser alone is going into the next, into the other chatichos, right? But if what's going into the other chatichos is a combination of Isser plus Heter, then what? All bets are off. Then we never heard anything about this. We never heard anything about this. So what happens? Is it batal? I guess it's batal. But what's the difference? What's the difference? I mean, conceptually, what's the difference? If Mimbin is not batal, so what's the difference if it had a little heter with it when it went into the other pieces? But you understand? That's the chilik he's making. He's saying you've got to look at what? You've got to look at the taroves. Right? You have to look at what is being mixed with what. If I had a chaticha of nevela fall into a pot of heter, no matter how many pieces of heter, what would I say? I would say Isser is getting mixed into the other heter. There is a combination over here going on. There's a I don't know, not the right word. All right. Anyway, so we're saying there's a collision over here. What's the collision between? The collision is between Isser and Heter. The Isser and the Heter are on a collision course. So what happens? The Isser gets thrown into the pot of meat. And now the Isser is what? Is reacting with all the other Heter. Okay? But it's a function of the Isser. Correct? Min b'mina lo batal means when Isser interacts with Heter, it is never batal. Okay? I'm just putting it into plain language so we can get just a handle on it. But if I had a chaticha with Isser in it, and I threw it into a big pot of meat, I can no longer say this is a collision of Isser and Heter. It's not a collision of Isser and Heter. It's an Isser and a Heter with a Heter. Right? It's a different phenomenon, he's saying. It's a totally different phenomenon. Rabbi Yehuda never spoke about that kind of a phenomenon. All Rabbi Yehuda spoke about was when there was the introduction of Isser into Heter. How do those two react? When you have full-fledged Isser with Heter, the Isser comes out on top. The Isser is never bottle. But he never spoke about a case where I had a mixture of Isser and Heter to begin with, and that went into the next pot. But like Johnny said, what's the difference? I mean, if a min can't be mevatel mino, so it's still all min b'mino. What's the difference if the min b'mino is coming mixed in with a little heter or coming in raw? Right? If min doesn't do anything to mino, so what's the difference if it was mixed with heter mino to begin with? So it should be like a nothing. Right? Okay, so I'm going to tell you a yesod over here. Okay? A yesod in Tarovis, in Basa B'chol in general. It's not going to be as helpful as you think. Okay? The problem with the Yoredeya in general, this type of sugya in general, is you have to make a certain chiluk over here. You have to be mindful of a certain derech of thinking about the topic. There's a certain tendency to get brought into bringing the discussion down to a very physical level, chemical level, experiment, like scientific laboratory level. Right, and in that sense, you know, you run into big problems, because if in the laboratory min never neutralizes mino, so then I mean, it wouldn't make a difference how they mix, right? So you have to be mindful that although the topic that we're discussing is contamination, right? And properties of substances, it's not in a chemical, scientific, laboratory context. We have to search and find the halachic categories, that these things are working on. Okay, so there's always a problem when you're learning a sugya. So I tell guys. It's difficult to learn. Sometimes it's more difficult to learn a sugi that you're familiar with, that you have a familiarity with the topic. Because since you have a familiarity, you have a certain bias about how it should be. And halacha never follows, almost never follows your personal bias, how you think things should be. But and you really can only know what the halachic phenomena are from studying the halachos themselves and drawing conclusions. You can't really come to it with your own pre-existing conclusions drawn from your world experience. Right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you learn Bav Metzia, if you learn Hasochas Apolim, so if you're a Balabas, you're going to have certain biases about how the halacha should be, and if you're the Pole, you're going to have certain biases about how the halacha should be. It's difficult to learn. A Pole and a Balabas to be a Chavrusa, and a Hasochas Apolim would be a very big combination. But you've got to shed it all. You've got to shed it all. And you got to just look at the halacha itself. Okay? So we have a certain bias, like we think we know what we're talking about over here. It's little pieces, it's things, it's contaminations, you know. But we have to take the halacha out of the laboratory. We have to take it out of the laboratory. And treat it like any other cold halachic science. And just look, you can't get hung up with something saying, well, practically there's no difference. On a laboratory level, if I would test the mind-amino mixture, whether it came in alone or whether it came in ma'urav, I would still detect the same amount of mino. If that's going to bother you at the end of the day, that means you're stuck in the laboratory framework. Not in halachic, you're not looking at it through halachic reality. Okay? So it's just a cautionary word of advice. Don't treat it like a familiar, in your familiar context. We have to look for halachic definitions here. So just by way of example, over here, what would you say halachically? Is he saying that there's a difference? What's the halachic difference? The halachic difference is, yeah.
A secretion from the primary source, and then the secretion from the second source.
Right. But what is that in halachic categories? From the second source. What do you mean by that? Right. In other words, well, let's put it this way. Before that might be too detailed already. But now you could say that you have to define when you're looking for Isser V'Heter, so you have to have a certain kind. There's one concept that you need. But how does Isser spread? How does Heter become Isser? Or become Usser? Through being mixed with Isser, right? So in other words, we need to always look for the tarovas. What is the mixture? So the Ran is saying, if we put it into halacha categories, we could say that the din of min domino lo batal is when there's this is really what all the Rishonim are saying. It still doesn't absolve us from understanding it deeper. But I'm saying, let's put it into halacha categories and not into physical categories. That min domino lo batal is a din on a tarovas, on a mixture of iser v'heter, of iser atzma and heter. Not a din on a mixture of a ne'esar and heter. Right? Those are different kinds of mixtures. The chemist might not think they're different. But halachically, they're very different. Because the very vehicle of spreading Isser is by mixing it, is by ta'aroves. We have to have definitions of what ta'aroves is. So there's two types of ta'aroves. There's a ta'aroves of Isser Atzma and Heter, and then there's a ta'aroves of a Ne'esar and Heter. And Ron is saying there's no reason to say that they work exactly the same. But I'm saying we're just sort of staking out very big territory here. And we have to explore it more carefully. That would have made everything usher. Now, as if you're in the laboratory world, there's no chiluk. The question is, what did we do? Did we make any progress here? So I'm saying we made a little progress, just a little, because we shifted our framework. Okay, in the laboratory world, there's no chilik at all between a mashu that came from Isser Atzma directly into Chatichos, or a mashu that traveled through another Chaticha to other Chatichos. So there's just no chilik. There's no way to separate the two cases. Right? But in the halachic world, there is a chilek. Since ta'aroves is the phenomenon of creating iser, right, of extending iser to heter, why is the heter aser? Because it's nisarev with the iser, right? So ta'aroves is a phenomenon. So now we can say, well, there are two types of ta'aroves. That's the chilek they're making. There's a difference between a ta'aroves of iser atzma and a ta'aroves of a ne'esa. Those are different kinds of mixtures. Okay? We're just observing. We're just putting the Ran's, what the Ran is saying, into halachic categories. We have to work harder now to see what kind of a difference that makes. Why is that distinction matter? Right? And first you have to make a distinction. If there's no distinction, there's nothing to do. If there's no distinction, there's nothing to say. Of course, the same thing can't be different different from itself. Right? So you always have to find some sort of a distinction. But then you have to look with reason and say, is this distinction matter? We have to become smarter for that, though. We have to look into the inyan a little more. We have to see if there's something about the idea of min b'mino that would bear out this chilek making a difference. But without making a chilek, there's nothing to do. I mean, we could be wrong. Maybe we'll have to start over. But you've got to start somewhere. You've got to have a little bit of. This is definitely true. There's definitely a difference between these two. There's definitely a distinction. Does it matter or not? We're not sure. We'll have to look further. You always have to take a little bit of a. You have to always get a little bit ahead of yourself in thinking. There has to be some intuitive move that is a little bit ahead of yourself, a little bit ahead of your reason. And then you have to backtrack and see if the reason will validate it. Yeah. The issue is being introduced. In other words, let's put it this way. Johnny, do you have a separate question? You want to wait for him? Okay. In other words, so now what is the Ran saying? What do you mean you never heard it when there's hetem urav bo? There's always hetem urav bo, right?
Oh, so we don't know which side of the field he's talking about yet?
No, I'm confused.
No, I just, right?
In other words, that's what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying, when do we say min b'mino lo batol? So we have to define our tarovis, and we have to define the actors in the tarovis. Okay. So what's the so he's saying the actors of the tarovis are always going to be, we'll call one the villain is the iser, right, and the other side is the heter, right? Now is the one that's coming in that's causing trouble is the iser, the other one is the heter, right? So now that's your tarovis. Now you've got your whole stages set. So he's saying we only say min b'mino lo batol when the interloper, when the iser, is gantz iser, is fully iser, right? Is fully iser. Then we'll say that everything in the tarovis becomes aser, even though only mashahus are extending. Right? Why? Because they're going to be what? They're going to be what? What kinds of mashahus are they going to be? Mashahus of Gantz Isser. Right? They're going to be, what type of platos are coming out of this chaticha that's entering the pot? Fully Isser platos. Okay? That's one story. Right? Now you have another pot, another tarovas, where the iser, the interloper, was, he had some good qualities to him too. He was heter with iser in it, right? Yeah, he was heter with mashus of iser, right? So he's saying that is a totally different story, because what is coming off of that chaticha now? A mixture of heter and iser. Right? That's what he means when he says that what? Lo shmo'inan lehochi Kol shetam acher shel heta murav bo. Bo is the interloper. When in the when the new chaticha that's falling in, the chaticha of Isser is falling in, we only say min the minalo bottle if it is pure Isser. But if it's a mixture, if it itself is Isser with heter in it, right? If it itself is Isser with heter in it, then what? Then that's a totally different story. Then we don't say min minalo bottle. Now, mind you, he's not learning like Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? So he's learning once you have tam Isser, the whole chaticha is Isser itself. Right? Rabbeinu Ephraim might pose a problem for his theory. It would be a little different. Because it would be like an Isser and a heter mirav bo. But he's learning once you have tam Isser, the whole chaticha is Isser atzma. Right? Now I'm just trying to highlight one point. I'm trying to expand our knowledge one little further step, if you analyze what he's saying more, and that is that the platos of the chaticha are different now. He's looking at each plato like a different thing. He's looking at it now like what is spreading through the taroves. What is spreading through the taroves? A mu'urav. He's not looking at it like heter is spreading and isser is spreading. You understand what I'm saying? He's looking at it like a heter-isser mixture is spreading. The only time Rabbi Yehuda said min d'minalo batol is when what is spreading is isser, atzma. But if the new chaticha that's coming in is an isser and a heter, so all of its spreading is a spreading of isser and heter. It's a different kind of a phenomenon. You understand? It's a totally different phenomenon. We still don't know the importance of the difference. But we're laying the ground over here.
So you could be mevatel that in Shishan? I mean, that would follow from what the Ron is saying.
It would even be Barov Mustavar. Mustavar would be Barov, yeah. Because Mimino is about the Barov.
At least, like, that didn't seem like.